a week since results in Maharashtra, but there's no clarity yet on several fronts of what the new state government will look like. While Eknath Shinde has said that he'll accept the choice made by the Prime Minister, sources suggest that Shiv Sena is angling for plum posts, including the Home Ministry portfolio in the state. In fact, in a briefing today, Eknath Shinde pitched his case, saying his government's rule in Maharashtra had been historic. Take a look at this report.
No announcement yet on the next chief minister of Maharashtra. Will the BJP let go of Home Ministry for Eknath Shinde? Is the NCP benefiting from keeping Eknath Shinde away from the chief minister's position? It's been over a week since the Mahayuti alliance received a thumping majority from Maharashtra's voters. Yet, there seems to be a lack of clarity on several fronts. BJP has gone ahead and announced the date for the oath-taking ceremony.
Mahayuti Sarkar ka Shapat Grahan Samaroh Mananiya Pantapradhan Narendra Modi ji ke upasthiti mein Mumbai ke Azad Maidan par 5 December 2024 ko 5 baje hoga.
But it was hard to miss that the date announcement came at a time when caretaker Chief Minister Eknath Shinde was away in Satara. Although Eknath Shinde categorically pulled himself out of the CM race in a press conference, his sudden plan to go to Satara tell a different story. Shinde also made a hard pitch for the Sena before heading back to Mumbai.
इतने बड़े सवा दो ढाई साल के अंदर इतने बड़े पैमाने पे डेवलपमेंट और इतने बड़े पैमाने पर वेलफेयर स्कीम जो कल्याणकारी योजना कभी की थी ये देखो मैं इतना ही कहूंगा इतनी योजनाएं ढाई साल में करने वाली ये ऐतिहासिक सरकार है.
वेयर ही इज मेकिंग अ पिच सेइंग हिज गवर्नमेंट वाज हिस्टोरिक बट देयर सीम्स टू बी अ शैडो बॉक्सिंग बिहाइंड द सीन्स. सोर्सेस सजेस्ट Shiv Sena is pushing for key portfolios like home and finance. The BJP, though, is in no mood to give Shinde the extra space.
जो कुछ है, जो हमारे demands रहेंगे, वो तो discussions, चर्चा हो जाएंगी महायुति के नेता के साथ. ये कुछ दिल्ली का market नहीं है, वो बाजार रस्ते पे लगता है, वो बाजार नहीं है. जो कुछ हमारे हक में है, वो हमें जरूर मिलेगा. हम चाहेंगे कि जो पहले जिस तरह का से रूटीन चालू था, जिस तरह का मंत्रिमंडल था, उसी तरह का जो सेवाएं हैं, जो सुविधाएं हैं और जो जवाबदारी है वो हमें मिलेगी.
बीजेपी विद 132 सीट्स इज इन अ कमांडिंग पोजीशन विद सिंपल मेजॉरिटी इन द महाराष्ट्र इलेक्शंस एट 144. द एनसीपी विच हैज 141 सीट्स has already said it supports the stand of having a chief minister from the BJP. However, the delay suggests that the leaders are trying to keep the alliance as intact as they can.
Shinde ji kendra mein jayenge aisa mujhe nahi lagta. Wo yahi rahenge.
While speaking to the media from his native Daregaon, caretaker chief minister Eknath Shinde neither accepted nor denied the rumors surrounding the push that Shiv Sena was giving for the post of home ministry, or even the chatter about his son, Dr. Shrikant Shinde, being offered the deputy chief ministership, setting up the stage for an exciting round of discussion in Mumbai soon. With camera person Himanshu, this is Anuj Raiti reporting for NDTV from Mumbai.
Right, so our focus this evening is how the jostling for power is still continuing in Maharashtra, even a week since the results were declared. It was a landslide victory that the Mahayuti had. To discuss this tonight, I'm joined by Pradeep Bhandari of the BJP, Suzy Pen Shah of the Shiv Sena, Dr. Seema Malik of the NCP Sharad Pawar faction, and Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist. Thank you all for joining me on the show tonight. My first question goes to Shiv Sena. Suzy Pen Shah, by any chance, was the party hurt or upset about the fact that the BJP made the announcement about the oath-taking ceremony in the absence of Eknath Shinde being in Mumbai?
A very good evening to all, and a very good evening to all my esteemed panelists as well. Thank you for having me on your show. But let me tell you this. Before Eknath Rao ji, our Pramukh Neta, going to his native place to relax, that's where he goes always when he wants to relax, when he wants to think, when he wants to get ready for a major leap, that's where he goes. He made it very clear that I am going to abide by the decision of PM sir, by Amit Shah ji, and we as Mahayuti, as we have done for 2.5 years, will march shoulder to shoulder. We will achieve unprecedented progress, stability, development, and peace for Maharashtra. And even today, in his press conference, he made it very, very clear. Now, understand this, all three leaders have their area of expertise. Devendra Fadnavis is known as an able administrator. He's the only man, one of the CMs who's completed 5 full years in make towards a progressive Maharashtra. We have Eknath Rao ji, who in 2.5 years have implemented scheme in a record time and ensured that the benefits reach the women, the farmers, the kashtakari means the laborers, and he ensured that Maharashtra comes as a very social welfare state who focuses on social welfare. Ajit Dada has been for the longest time holding the finance ministry. We, as the deputy CM earlier, Fadnavis ji, had the home ministry. So what we are requesting is that should CM sir, not, I mean, so should Eknath ji not be made the CM, if he is the deputy CM, then in that case, we should be given the home ministry.
That's
so
right.
Since 2014, we have held the urban development ministry. So it's a discussion. We are debating, discussing how best we take Maharashtra forward to a very, one of the most industrialized states. And I must also tell you this, for us to reach a 3 trillion economy, the road goes through Maharashtra. The road goes through Maharashtra, and therefore, the decision we have to make is to discuss, debate, agree to disagree. But when the fifth, when we take the oath, it will be all together, front foot forward.
Right. Suzy Bensha, of course, you put forth the fact that the Shiv Sena is angling for certain portfolios, but you still haven't answered the question directly. Let me put it another way. Do you see this as some sort of a snub? The fact that the BJP went ahead and made this announcement when Mr. Shinde was not in Mumbai?
Not at all. Eknath Rao ji, our Pramukh Neta, took about 8 to 10 sabhas every day. So did the other, whether it be Ajit Dada or Fadnavis ji. They really worked hard. Devendra Fadnavis ji went to Nagpur just to relax, not to run away, but just to relax, you know, be with the family. Similarly, Eknath Rao ji also went to Daregaon to rest. You see his voice. He feels tired. He was down with a severe cold. So he went there to rest. Now we are back in the saddle.
All right.
We are back to Mumbai.
Yes. He's back in Mumbai.
And we work together. And who is going to be the CM? Who is going to be the deputy CM? Don't you worry. Everything will be done in the most peaceful manner, taking each other in confidence, and in a manner that everyone approves and moves forward.
Right. Pradeep Bhandari, bringing you in now, another angle of the same question. Why couldn't BJP wait for, making the announcement along with the allies flanking them, both the NCP as well as the Shiv Sena? Maybe even though, of course, MBA has its own point of view on that, your political rivals may have their own point of view on the way the announcement was made. But since the BJP has in fact been saying right from the beginning that it will take its allies along in all its decisions, but the announcement in a way is being seen as being made unilaterally by the BJP. So why, at least, Eknath Shinde not being in the city when the announcement was being made seems to strike the eye?
Well, Tanima, I understand that the media has been camping a lot in Maharashtra, and it has been a long election for the Indian media in Maharashtra. But let me assure through you to all your friends that it's a very stable and a fevicol ka jod alliance. So, and let me just quote certain facts. If you recall and remember in Uttar Pradesh when we were unilaterally in government, it took us 15 days to from the result where we formed a full majority government to the oath-taking ceremony. In one of the Uttar Pradesh elections, it took us 7 days. Flashback to 1967 when Vasant Rao Naik ji formed his first government. That was on 21st February 1967. You know, when did he took oath? That was in 1st March 1967. So it took a handsome 9 to 10 days. So there is no amount of difference between us. All of us are together. Eknath Shinde ji is not gone to some place where there is no phone line available. You never know, we've spoken to it and it is all together which is happening. So I would request you that when there is no difference between the alliance partner, speculation cannot, I understand it is speculation in nature, and a speculative question, I can only tell you that we are all together. So there is no difference between us. All is happening in organic unity, and you will see on the 5th of December, all of us will be together. Okay. We are not like the Congress party, which has a difference in alliance. And just 10 seconds of point, you should also, one point I want to mention, Haryana elections has got over. It has been 54 days and the Congress party is not even able to declare its LOP. Jharkhand, the oath happened, it was without the Council of Ministers. Congress was asking for deputy chief ministership.
Just 1 second, Pradeep Bhai, why go far?
And when Rahul Gandhi can go to Bangkok, I believe that Mr. Eknath Shinde, who's worked since like...
Okay.
Yes.
Alright, you've made your point, I understand.
I'm just saying that Mr. Shinde has worked, yes, go ahead.
Okay, alright, both of you have made your point. Let me bring in others also in the discussion. Seema Malik,
2019.
We'll come back to you, Susiben, shall we? I need to give chance to other people also. We'll come back to you. Seema Malik, you know, we have seen Aditya Thackeray's comment today on this, you know, the fact about the date announcement, the oath-taking ceremony date announcement by the BJP. And he has, in a way, termed this as some sort of an political anarchy, saying that even before staking the claim for the government, even before going to the governor, these dates are being announced by the BJP. He's, of course, using these terms. But how do you, as one of the allies in the India bloc in the state, look at this situation?
Sir, what I see, of course, there's a little delay in that, and I think they have announced the swearing-in ceremony, the date of the swearing-in ceremony, but you see, they always claim that they have got, there's no rift in between them, and, you know, they will do anything, they will follow the instructions of the BJP, and when Mr. Shinde went to Satara, they were like this, it was a, you know, sore throat, and he has gone for farming. But who is going to believe this? Nobody will believe this, that he has gone to Satara to just that way, leaving in such an important meeting. So I don't have to say anything about this, but you see, this is about, you know, about the portfolios, and they claim that they, all the time they say that we hame satta ki lalach nahi hai. But all this rift is because of the satta only. They want the particular portfolios. Everybody knows that Mr. Shinde wants that Home Ministry department. And their MLAs, they are themselves telling that when the Mr. Farnavis can have Home Ministry as a deputy chief minister, then why can't Shinde can have the same thing? The same thing applies to them. That is very fair. It is asking for them. And he is, about Mr. Shinde, he has worked hard, you know. I think most of the women voters and the Marathas and the overseas voted for his name. And now, as usual, what the BJP does, you know, they are throwing him out and they are not giving him important ministry.
There's no final word on that yet. There's no final word on that yet on what are the portfolios which have been decided. But I take your point, Amitabh Tiwari.
They are demanding. Everybody knows that thing. This, there is not, this is not like that they don't have any rift or something and they are very together. And they unko koi satta ka
well, it seems that the NCP spokesperson knows more about the NDA than all of us.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She's forgotten who's
we've made the point. Let me bring in the political analyst on the show. Please,
them, but
no talking over each other.
We've
heard all the points from all the political speakers. I want to bring in Amitabh Tiwari now. Please, let's give a chance to other people who haven't spoken yet. Please, I request all of you. Please wait. let's bring in the person who hasn't spoken yet, Amitabh Tiwari. How do you interpret the activities which are taking place in Maharashtra, the developments which are taking place in Maharashtra right now? And, you know, we understand that the attempt is, of course, to put up a united front. But what are the stakes attached to the BJP to make sure that Eknath Shinde is happy? Because there is, of course, the aspect of the BMC polls around the corner. But first of all, your take on the developments in Maharashtra.
No, essentially the scale of the mandate actually has complicated matters for BJP and the other partners, because nobody anticipated this three-fourth majority, and that has put a lot of caveats in the discussions which are going on. Now, with this significant majority, BJP, of course, would like to keep the chief minister's chair, which means that Eknath Shinde, who is the current caretaker chief minister, has to give way. Now, if he has to give way, of course, there will be bargaining for the cream ministerial positions. You are showing that the party is demanding the home ministership. And even with NCP, NCP has also done way better than what the analysts had expected. So Ajit Pawar's party would also like to keep the finance portfolio, which has been with him whenever largely he has been the deputy chief minister. Now, for the BJP, it is also very important to keep the allies happy, to put up a united front, because Eknath Shinde has a lot of utility. He has taken over the original Shiv Sena, in a sense, has also won the battle of legacy with Uddhav Thackeray, and with the upcoming municipal corporation elections in Bombay and many other cities, his party and the support which he carries will also be fairly crucial. Plus, he comes from the Maratha community, which is one of the most influential and dominant communities. So all of these things make Eknath Shinde very important for BJP. And I think power is a glue which keeps everybody together. So ultimately, in the end, most of these parties will fall around. And there will be some give and take in the portfolios. But I think in the next couple of days, most of this stuff should settle around now.
Right. We are hoping that, you know, of course, that's what the Mahayuti would be hoping for as well, that if there are any issues which are taking place behind the scenes, of course, that it can be sorted out. But going over to Pradeep Bhandari now, you know, we see that... We see that there are certain portfolios which both the NCP and the Shiv Sena seem to be angling for, especially finance and rural development and agriculture. Now, we've seen Ajit Pawar, of course, right from the beginning, has come out and said that he supports the BJP's choice for a chief minister. Eknath Shinde, of course, also said the same thing a few days later. But is there, in terms of strategy, is BJP prioritizing NCP's demands over Shiv Sena by any way?
Dhanima, all of us are ultimately NDA representatives and Mahayukti representatives. All of us discuss in a very organic manner and in a manner where we support each other. It is not like the Congress party and Mahavinash Agadi where one pulls the leg of other. This is why we've got more than 200 seats. Let me assure you and let me assure your sources that all of us, there is no bargaining which is taking place. There is a natural discussion which takes place in any healthy alliance. But what I wonder is that why is this being narrative taken forward that there is some difference of opinion in the Mahayukti? Because individuals want to hide the failure of Rahul Gandhi, who has got a colossal failure in Maharashtra. All his narratives in Maharashtra, he said that Dalits are against Mahayukti, Dalits voted for Mahayukti. He said the women are against Mahayukti, women voted for Mahayukti. He said the farmers are against Mahayukti, soyabean farmers voted for Mahayukti. So the question needs to be asked is why is the failure of Rahul Gandhi not being spoken about in as big a breath as it has to be spoken as a monolithic narrative? Because we are forming a government with more than 200 seats. Are you telling me that an alliance which has more than 200 seats will have a difference of opinion over an opposition which has not even declared a leader of opposition in 54 days in Haryana?
These are not questions being fed by anyone. We are only asking these questions. As you also rightly said, that it does take time sometimes for states, for state government formations after an election, but
absolutely,
there's been a landslide election victory for the Mahayuti. So we are raising certain questions about a week on. What is the equation?
It's absolutely your legitimate right to raise. I'm not questioning that. My only humble submission is it's an alliance with more than 200 seats where there is an organic unity. These speculations arise when the alliance has not, A, there is no organic unity, or B, the alliance has not come with the landslides. This is where I am trying to establish that there are a lot of individuals who are trying to demolish make the Rahul Gandhi's failure narrative a subservient narrative.
Okay, I have very less limited time left on this show. Quickly going across to Suzy Ben Shah, what will be the ideal situation for Shiv Sena now? Eknath Shinde is back in Mumbai. We are expecting an announcement will take place tomorrow, finally, in terms of the final CM selection and maybe the deputy CM posts as well. What's the ideal situation for Shiv Sena right now?
Just one correction from my earlier comments. We are marching towards a 5 trillion economy, or not 3 trillion. I stand corrected.
Right.
And the way it goes through Maharashtra. Now, as far as what Pradeep Bhai said, I would like just like to add, vanquished and decimated also is Sharad Pawar and Uddhav Thackeray. They have been completely dethroned, but you will never hear a word from the Agadi as to what they are doing, how are they going to serve Maharashtra. Now, coming back to Shiv Sena, we are, yes, as Pradeep Bhai rightly said, as BJP rightly said, we are discussing, we are three strong, powerful parties with very able leaders to lead us. And therefore, all three of them will sit together as they work 2.5 years together towards a progressive Maharashtra. And each of us will get whatever portfolios, whatever decision, with all the dignity each of them deserve. So be rest assured. Okay. And my co-panelist of NCP, NCP Sharad Pawar,
right,
why don't you talk about your party? You see, all these, whether it be Bhonga at 9 o'clock.
Very less time. Right. Okay.
What about me for
I have to give chance to the other two to speak. Yes,
I'm answering those.
Seema Malik, yes, go ahead. Make your point.
How Mahavikas Akadi is going to work. Anna, if you want, I can tell you that also.
So talk about that. Ma'am. Stop bothering
ma'am.
All right, a final word from Seema Malik before
Seema,
I take the last answer.
Tell me
from
who will be the head of after
Sir Pawar. Please,
you're
talking over each
Pawar.
Other. Please, otherwise I'm everyone doesn't get a chance to speak. I have given ample chance to everybody. Please, let's maintain that. Seema Malik, your final word on the current situation in terms of the Maharashtra government formation.
We are not concerned with their rifts, but this is very clear that they are bargaining, and people like Ajit Dada Pawarji, maybe he's not in the position to bargain. In fact, both of them are not in the position of to bargain with the BJP because they have got a good seat, and I think they have announced a swearing in ceremony date, and this is the message to the
in fact, Seema, people are saying that a lot of individuals are bargaining from Mr. Sharad Pawar that do not make Supriya Sule the next NCP Sharad Pawar president.
Final word from Amitabh Tiwari. Final word from Amitabh Tiwari, the neutral person on the show. Please, final word from Amitabh Tiwari.
That is also a situation, Seema.
So essentially, it is a very historic mandate, and I think Mahayuti...
what would your advice be to the BJP and the Shiv Sena, Amitabh? What would your advice be to them?
Essentially, my advice, as in, see, it is a historic mandate, and the parties have to really form the government fast and roll out various schemes and promises which they have mentioned. There are many challenges on the socio-economic front, on the financial front, as well as the schemes which need to be implemented. And I think they need to work together and work hard to fulfill the aspirations of the people who have given them a 3/4 majority.
All right. Thank you to all my guests for joining me on this very animated discussion today. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last word yet. The Maharashtra political potboiler, in a way, continues. We are hoping that there will be more questions answered tomorrow. But for the moment, it's a goodbye from me and my team.